The Teeny Tiny Teacher. You'll know it's time to turn the page when you hear the bell. Once upon a time, there was a teeny tiny teacher who taught in a teeny tiny school in a teeny tiny town. One teeny tiny morning, after taking the teeny tiny attendance and singing teeny tiny morning songs, the teeny tiny teacher said, "Who would like to take a teeny tiny walk?" "Me," called all the teeny tiny students in their teeny tiny voices. The teeny tiny students put on their teeny tiny coats and their teeny tiny hats. They made two teeny tiny lines holding teeny tiny hands as they walked to a teeny tiny park. At the teeny tiny park, they found many teeny tiny things. Teeny tiny leaves, teeny tiny sticks, teeny tiny rocks, teeny tiny feathers, and the teeny tiny teacher found a teeny tiny bone. "I will save this teeny tiny bone for our teeny tiny science lesson," said the teeny tiny teacher to her teeny tiny self. She put the teeny tiny bone into her teeny tiny pocket. When the teeny tiny class got back to their teeny tiny class, they hung their teeny tiny coats and their teeny tiny hats in the teeny tiny closet. The teeny tiny teacher forgot all about the teeny tiny bone in her teeny tiny pocket. "Who's ready for a teeny tiny snack?" asked the teeny tiny teacher. "We are," said the teeny tiny students. While the teeny tiny teacher was filling teeny tiny cups with juice, the teeny tiny voice whispered, "Give me my bone." The teeny tiny teacher smiled, thinking a teeny tiny student was playing a teeny tiny trick on her. "Someone is being a teeny tiny bit silly," said the teeny tiny teacher. Then she handed out the teeny tiny cups of juice and passed around teeny tiny cookies. The teeny tiny students were enjoying their teeny tiny snack when the teeny tiny voice said a teeny tiny bit louder, "Give me my bone." The teeny tiny students were a teeny tiny bit frightened. They spilled their teeny tiny cups of juice and dropped their teeny tiny cookies all over the teeny tiny floor. "Someone is being more than a teeny tiny bit silly now," said the teeny tiny teacher with her teeny tiny hands on her teeny tiny hips. "Teeny tiny students who have something to say must raise their teeny tiny hands." A teeny tiny student raised her teeny tiny hand and said, "The teeny tiny voice came from our teeny tiny closet." "Teeny tiny closets do not talk," said the teeny tiny teacher. Then she helped her teeny tiny students clean up the teeny tiny room. When the teeny tiny room was a teeny tiny bit tidy, the teeny tiny teacher said, "Who would like to help me write a teeny tiny story about our teeny tiny walk?" "Me," said all the teeny tiny students. They were taking turns telling the teeny tiny teacher what to write when the teeny tiny closet started to shake and rattle and the teeny tiny voice called out a teeny tiny bit louder, "Give me my bone." Now the teeny tiny students and the teeny tiny teacher were a teeny tiny bit frightened. They hid under their teeny tiny desks. They had been hiding just a teeny tiny time when the teeny tiny voice called out a teeny tiny bit louder than before, "Give me my bone." This made the teeny tiny teacher and her teeny tiny students a teeny tiny bit more frightened. So they hid a teeny tiny bit farther under their teeny tiny desks. They were shivering and shaking a teeny tiny bit when the teeny tiny voice called again a teeny tiny bit louder, "Give me my bone!" The teeny tiny teacher was not about to let a teeny tiny voice frighten her teeny tiny students another teeny tiny minute, so she popped up from her teeny tiny desk and shouted in her loudest teeny tiny voice, "Take it!" After that, the teeny tiny teacher and her teeny tiny students never heard the teeny tiny voice again. And that is the end of the teeny tiny story.